Welcome to A Time in the Word and A Time in Prayer with Jeff Glass.
Psalm 9, 11 through 20. Sing praises to the Lord who dwells in Zion. Declare his deeds among the people. When he avenges blood, he remembers them. He does not forget the cry of the humble. Have mercy on me, O Lord. Consider my trouble from those who hate me, who lift me up from the gates of death, that I may tell of all your praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in your salvation. The nations have sunk down in the pit which they made. In the net which they hid, their own foot is caught. The Lord is known by the judgment he executes. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, do not let man prevail. Let the nations be judged in your sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. Let's pray. Father, we come before you today, a people and a nation in trouble. We have chosen to worship the God of self rather than the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We have turned our backs on you, and we choose to use the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, as a curse word rather than a blessing. We have exchanged the purity and holiness of the Bible for People magazine. Our prayers account for little more than to have our favorite teams win. Right and wrong is what we make it to be. Good and evil is defined, then fed to us by media who has walked away from you decades ago. We have demanded that you leave our schools. We have demanded that you leave our courts. We have demanded that you leave our churches. We have demanded that you leave our families. And being the honorable Lord that you are, you have left. Forgive us, O Lord, for this tragedy. We are a prosperous people, and we are a prosperous nation. We have all the material things we need. Many times over, we lack nothing. It is only by your gracious hand that we as a nation and as a people have come this far. But your patience, Lord, does not last forever. Father, I pray that through the freedom we still have today to proclaim Jesus to all people, that we would regain the boldness to put you, O Lord, first in our lives, first in our worship, first in our thoughts, first in our praise, and first in our devotion. Put in our hearts, Lord, a desire to reestablish fellowship with you in daily devotion and prayer. Lord, bless each man and woman who comes into blessed fellowship with you. Give them the joy and peace that only you can give. Glorify yourself, Lord, by turning one heart at a time back to yourself, filling churches with godly men and women, praising you and singing, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen.
You've been listening to A Time in the Word and A Time in Prayer with Jeff Glass, sponsored by the Hand in the Storm Ministries, Box 53559, San Jose, California, 95153. We encourage you to go to our website at thehandinthestorm.org. Our prayer for you today is that the Lord would move your heart to spend time with Him in the Word and spend time with Him in prayer. Thank you for spending these few minutes with us, and know that your generosity, your contributions to this ministry, will be used to the honor and glory of God.